In today's first reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah, we are told that the chosen people had thrown out what matters to God. What Isaiah had seen was the lack of faith and faithfulness that would be the cause of what was to happen to Israel. Isaiah describes a years-long process of building a vineyard, the outlay of capital for choice vines, erecting a watchtower, and having stone masons build a wine press that would cost the vineyard owner a great amount. The hedge would have taken years to grow to make it thick. Furthermore, grapevines have to be grown and nurtured over several seasons before they are able to produce grapes of the quality to make wine. Ask Father Brausch about that. I've told him over and over, it's a lot cheaper and a lot less work to just go to a wine store and get some bottles of wine. The investment on the part of the owner of the vineyard was enormous in time, patience, and capital. But we discover that the vineyard's owner investment paid him no dividends. This is a parable about our stewardship of God's gifts to each of us. God expects to see a return on his investment, but the return he looks for is a people with heart. God's hope in the parable was that everything he planted would produce a people who honestly cared for one another. God's plan for us is that we will be a people who will return his investment with affection and devotion. The consequence that Israel would face and that Isaiah pronounced in the name of God mentions the word trample and the sentence, "I will make it a ruin." These are military terms, terms used to describe what armies did to the lands they conquered. Utter destruction followed conquest. Unlike Isaiah, Matthew does not speak of destroying the vineyard. Instead, Matthew tells of giving the vineyard to new tenants. He speaks not of destroying, but of starting over, telling us of an owner God who has a long history of trying over and over to renew his relationship with us, his children, after each one of our failures. This is a God who will not give up on his investment in us. Although in Matthew's story, God does not destroy the vineyard as he did in Isaiah's story, God does put the current tenants to death. Those tenants failed to practice justice. Worst of all, they threw out what really mattered, God's gifts. The vineyard is not ours. It is God's. It is ours to enjoy. But God expects us to be good tenants. God expects a return on his investment in us, his love for us. He expects to receive a return, a harvest of love, affection, and devotion from each of us. May God's blessings be with you this day and throughout the week ahead.